You're listening to the Our Town Reno podcast with KWNK LP 97.7 FM in Reno, Nevada. Here at Our Town Reno, we have long advocated for safe parking spots. There have been presentations at City Hall about this, but still no formal safe parking spots exist. And yet, hundreds of cars can be seen across Reno and northern Nevada, full of belongings, with people priced out of the housing market, using them as their primary shelter. On this archive episode, we will hear from Eric and Jeff, living in their vehicles. I'm your host, Nico Columbant, the coordinator of Our Town Reno. First, a word from our sponsor, and then back to this week's archive episode about living in your car. We'll start with Eric, a recent widow, sleeping in a 2001 Honda Accord next to Barbara Bennett Park in downtown Reno.
Welcome.
Hello.
We are the Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Podcasts.
Client services.
Special projects.
Documentaries.
We are a production center at the Reynolds School of Journalism.
The Reynolds Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Media Lab.
Been doing this since California. It's like I just moved out about 3, maybe 4 months ago, and came to this park and I met a lot of good people. You know, just because they're homeless doesn't mean they're, you know, not worthy of help. You know, it's like I had a trunk full of sleeping bags and I gave them all away. Now I have one for myself, which is fine. You know, I just keep doing what I can. You know, I try to feed them when I can, and I get food, I bring it to them. I don't care about myself, I worry about everybody else. You know, I'll give my shirt off my back to somebody, then it's just the way I am. You know, I wish more people would do this. You know, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to do. You know, I keep trying to bring people to shelters or whatever else.
And how long have you been homeless yourself?
Oh, damn. Probably about 8, 9 years.
And you was know? That in Reno that whole time?
No, it was in California. I just moved out here about 4 months ago. I can get a place. I have SSI, but I sort of choose to live in my car because it's easier for me to help people if I'm in the same predicament as them instead of me being high on the hog in an apartment. So that would help too, because I could shower them and do whatever else I can, but I don't know. I got pretty comfortable in living in my car and dealing with what I have to deal with, you know.
What other parks do you go to find people?
I go here, I go to Idlewild Park. There was a lot of women living on the river itself, and I used to go there and bring them sacks of food and blankets, sleeping bags, show them where to go, drive them there so they know where it is, where they get the food themselves twice a week. You know, don't be greedy. You know, you're greedy, you're not helping anybody. You know, they go, oh, I help people. No, you don't, you help yourself. You know, it's the difference. I say, you want to learn how to help people? Follow me.
What would you like to see more in Reno?
A little bit more unions, people coming together, you know. People stop looking down at these people, you know. Live in our shoes for a week. Let me go camping with them at home, you know. Some of us have them. Some of us are lucky to have a car. I am. Transmission's dying. Oh, well.
How does having a car help you?
Because I'm able to get people out of the cold. I brought in some women that were on the river, that were alone, they were afraid because people were looking at them and watching them all night when they're sleeping. And I brought them in my car and they slept in my passenger seat. Seats go all the way back, covered them up. You know, they didn't have to worry about me trying to touch them and play with them or whatever. They were content with sleeping. You know, and they woke up and said, best sleep I've ever had. You know, and I'm able to do that to the point they're comfortable, and then, you know, introduce them to people or organizations that might be able to help them. And it works out, you know. I have a lot of friends out here. I haven't been here that long, but pretty much every homeless person knows me. I just got my phone ripped off, which sort of pissed me off because that was a way to help them too with my internet so they could look up jobs or whatever. You know, I've been robbed out here, so but it's a way of life, I guess. You know, any town you go to, any country you go to, you're going to have homeless. Stop looking down at us. Why don't you do something? Get off your lazy butts and do something about it.
How are you getting food and money and stuff like that?
Well, thank God I'm on SSI. They dropped my money way down as soon as I moved from California to here. So it's a lot harder, you know. I drive people around, like I say, and it's like they don't have gas money. So I'm doing this out of my own pocket. If I can't get some, I buy it for them. You know, it makes it harder on me. You know, I'm out of gas today. I told some people, hey, we have to do something. We have to get gas today so I get you guys around. It's the only thing I could do. There's no one out here I could get gas vouchers. I got one since I've been here from a church. You know, I was an altar boy when I was a kid. Choir. I went to a Catholic school. You know, I know they have funds for helping more people than they are. You know, but when you start seeing the pastors or the fathers driving around in Cadillacs and nice cars and everybody else is looking like a, you know, hermits because they don't want to really help as much as they can. They do it to make sure they look good, but they're not doing it. You know, the people who come to this park on Thursday nights, they feed and they pray for the people, and, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, people need unity. People need to be able to know they're still loved and cared for and not just shoved underneath the carpet or thrown in somewhere. You know, the cops come out here and they harass us. You know, oh, you can't stay here, you can't stay there. Well, where the heck are we supposed to stay? You know, we need something. In California, they have green streets where you can park your motorhomes, your cars, you can sleep there, put your tents up, and the cops can't do a damn thing to you. It's a safe zone. You know, my car is usually clean and usually has gas right now. Right now, my gas is empty. I have to go get her a new wheelchair, and I don't know how the heck I'm going to get out there today. You know, but she really needs it. That wheelchair is about to fall apart on her. And I have a guy who's waiting to have that wheelchair because he needs one. He's driving on plastic tires. You don't have no rubber. So I told him, I'm going to give you this wheelchair once I get her new one. I have to tie it to the top of my roof to bring it back to my wheel. You know?
What's your main message to the world?
Main message? Stop looking down at people, you know? If you feel that we're doing something wrong, why don't you live in our shoes and see what we have to do to survive? Maybe you'll get, you know, maybe you'll understand what's going on, you know? There's a message to all these people out here could give you if you just give them the time and stop pushing them under a rug or walking by and putting your nose up in the air. Just because you have money don't mean shit. Excuse my language, but it doesn't. You know, I could be dead broke and do better than you to have these little mans in that. Trust me, I grew up with a golden spoon, you know? I grew up with anything I needed, I had. You know, we had really nice houses and all this kind of stuff, but it didn't really mean too much to me. You know, my brother, he has a nice house, and he has a nice girl, and I had a woman that I loved, and she died on me, you know, from throat cancer, and that took a big chunk from me, you know. She was the one that I wanted to be with for the rest of my life, but, you know, It's like all these women around here, they think I'm trying to go after them and trying to be girlfriend. But I said, I don't want you, trust me. I just want to fucking take care of people. I don't care. If you need help, I'm here. If you need a place to stay warm, my car's there. I don't care. I'm not going to touch you. I'm not that way. You know, just enjoy your life. Enjoy your damn life. And all these people, stop looking down at these people. Try to lend a helping hand. It doesn't have to be money. It could be a shirt. It could be a pair of shoes, socks. You know, they just want to stay warm and get to where they have to go. You know, they have agendas too. You know, we're our living humans.
We'll get back to our episode shortly, but first a word from two other podcasts in Reno you should subscribe to as well.
Do you want to keep up on what's happening in the local art community? Double Scoop always has the scoop on that. Want to know which exhibitions, parties, and other art events are happening this weekend? Follow us on Instagram at Double Scoop Nevada and listen to KWNK 97.7 FM for our short scoop art events roundup. If you're an artist and you're looking for places to show your work, we have lots of opportunities listed right now. To find them, visit doublescoop.art/events and filter for Call for Artists. If you'd like to follow all of our art news and meet local artists, you can sign up for our email lists at doublescoop.art.
Do you like podcasts? Well, we have a podcast from you. This is Sean from Up in the Mix.
This is Della Foto. Do you like to get into a random wormholes of conversation?
Do you like to learn about the culture from sneakers to hip-hop music to basketball?
Then we have a podcast just for you. We have one called Up in the Mix.
It is available on all streaming platforms from Spotify to Apple. Check us out, upinthemix.live on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Salud!
In the second part of this archive episode of Sleeping in Your Car in Reno, because you're priced out, we'll listen to Jeff. He's been going back and forth between his parents' place and his van. Sleeping should not be a crime, he says.
This is Scott King with the Biggest Little Streets podcast. We are here at the Reno Public Library for another episode of Share Your Story. Today, my guest is Jeff Bogue. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little about your story.
All right. We moved here to Reno. I actually lived here back in 74 when I was a little kid in Lemon Valley, in a little trailer park. And then I've worked in the casinos, and I got born again Christian. 26 years, I was 26 when I got born again. And by the grace of God, I thank God for Jesus that he died on the cross for our sins. Encourage everybody. I also look for side jobs, moving people or anything like that. And I have been homeless, but only in a vehicle. I've never been out like on the street like that. I've stayed in a vehicle at times, sometimes just to save money. I know how to do it though, you know. I warm clothing and sleeping bags and stuff. But yeah, there are a lot of homeless people out here that do need some help. They want to stay off the grid, in other words, which I understand that. I've done it myself in a way. Off the grid means you don't basically, they don't even want to get mail. They just want to get off the grid, except for a check or whatever they get, their cash for their disability, or if they do get that. But otherwise, they just want to be off the grid and do their own thing and camp out. And not all, I understand there are some who need help, you know. And then there's the ones that want to do drugs and get drunk, you know. They want to get on their wine, cigarettes, all that.
So you mentioned that you've experienced homelessness before when you were staying in your vehicle. Can you speak a little bit about that experience and how you overcame that?
Well, see, the fact that I know how to stay out, I've stayed out in when it was really freezing cold outside, even with a window open in my truck window was broke, but I was still warm because I was under sleeping bags, blankets, beanie cap. And I mean, I'm literally taking my shirt off underneath all that. It's like being in a heated room. There was no weather. 99.9% of the time, no problem. Now, we did have times there where but the problem was I didn't want to get up to start the vehicle because it was so cold outside. There was times like that. But I knew how to where to park most of the time. I could still do it anytime I want, you know. Once I get my vehicle again. I don't even have a vehicle right now. I got a van that needs work. But anyway, I did it through asking God's help, prayer, and I do need to hustle myself a real job. I've been doing these side jobs to try to get help, and I do get people that help me. I mean, I do have a few regular customers I call, and they hook me up with a few hours, cleaning the yard, picking up dog stuff, whatever I got to do. You know, 15, 20 bucks, 30 bucks. I lost my Social Security card, so I need to go get one, and then I can get back to, I got to get a regular job somewhere, you know. I just haven't really been putting apps out. I've been offered here and there, people that I knew from the past, you know, but I haven't put my apps out yet and got that. I got to go down and get that Social Security. That's one of the things I got to do. But right now I'm staying in the back of my parents' place, and I throw them a little cash down here and there, you know, and it helps them out. They help me out right now. Yeah.
When you were going through that, what did it mean to have a vehicle available to you to stay out of?
Yeah, vehicle's everything, man, because you got your safety, you've got your dryness, because that's the key. I could stay out 99% of any Reno weather, no problem, anytime. Like I said, every once in a while, where it dropped below freezing and then it got really like high winds, cold. Now that's some dangerous weather right there. But even then, in a vehicle, underneath them heavy blankets with a sleeping bag and a beanie cap, there was no weather that I, no problem at all. And then you got the safety factor. You know, nobody can come up and hit you on the head easy. You know, they have to break into your vehicle to get to you, you know. The only thing I was worried about, actually, to tell you the truth, was cops knocking on my door and, hey, what are you doing down, you know. Most of the time, you know, I never did have a problem like that. I did once. A guy snitched on me because he saw me, but, you know, that happens. You get that once in a while. But most of the time, the cops just tell you, you can't sleep right there. You have to move on. So, you know, you drive off. But that's the rich man's way of staying, because being out when you're camping and laying down on the ground and stuff, that's dangerous. You know, people can come up and hit, you never know. And then I've heard homeless, you know, the homeless will rip each other off. You'll get guys there'll be three or four guys camping somewhere, and all of a sudden there'll be 30 homeless guys that just basically take their stuff, and, you know, that happens.
Have you seen that yourself?
I've heard about it. And then you get the teenagers that try to pick on, you know, mostly teenagers or young guys that try to pick on homeless guys. I've seen, they didn't do it to me, but I've seen them do it. And I had a buddy, but he was a very tough guy. And he actually got attacked by five of them. And he threw these guys around like they were rag dolls. He doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he just doesn't. He likes being out.
So do you believe that there's enough resources in Reno? Is Reno doing enough for the homeless community?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of places. I know all kinds of places to eat in this town, man. They got that new place down there on 4th where they, over the fence, East 4th Street, before you get into Sparks on the left-hand side, across from, it used to be Everybody's Inn Motel. They have, they feed there every single day at in the afternoon, in the late evening. And then you got the Salvation Army. You've got a lot of churches that feed people all over town.
So you mentioned getting out some applications and getting your Social Security card back. What are maybe some other goals that you have in the future moving forward?
See, what I'd like to do eventually, I mean, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's one of my things I do. I myself feed people. I've been doing it for years. And get them food and drink, non-alcohol. But what I like to do, my problem is always like having a place for them. You know, like, hey, you know, we help you out with food, we help you out with drink, but sometimes they ain't got no place to go, you know, and they come to church or whatever, and they ain't got no place to go, and we can't always help because, you know, it costs, you know, you might be able to help them out with one night, but I'd like to, in a motel or something, but I'd like to have a place where I could help them out, you know, to help them get on their feet. So I'd like to get a place like that eventually.
So as a born-again Christian and a preacher, what has been the role of faith in your life?
Oh, faith is where it's at, man. You have to have faith. You can't please God without faith, you know. You have to believe this is all true. See, I can't tell you, oh, I've seen God personally in right in front of me. I feel God, but I can't tell you I see him. Oh, he's right there. He's walking. You know, I can't see. That's faith. Most people, you got faith to get in your vehicle, start that motor up. You have faith it's going to start. You know, it's just like, well, I have faith that when I pray, God hears me. And I'm not saying that God answers my prayer every single time, but I was here last week at the library. I was on the other side. I prayed to God. I had my phone out. I said, God, I need a job. I need somebody to call me. And I go, you said in the Bible, you have not because you asked not, and I'm asking. About an hour later, I get a call from a lady who found my paper. She hired me for picking up leaves. So it was a blessing of God. Yeah, faith, you have to have faith. If you don't have faith, then none of this works.
Thank you for listening to this Our Town Reno podcast episode. Here we have stories about gentrification, life on the streets, the affordable housing crisis. Find us on Facebook at Our Town Reno, at ourtownreno.com, and on Instagram at Biggest Little Streets. Check back in for next week's episode or delve into our archives, and remember, help each other out.